英语 PK 台一起学起来，朋友们下午好，欢迎收听北京外语广播 FM 92.3 正在播出的轻松学英语英语 PK 台，我是主持人晶晶，欢迎大家收听今天的最简美式口语，欢迎我们的嘉宾 Mark 老师。
Hi everybody。
欢迎同学们登录到我们的在线直播间一起来收听学习。11月12月 November December 有两个特别有趣的日子。第一个呢就是双十一 Double Eleven。
Right.
在这个日子当中我们已经为大家介绍了买买买啊了不起的购物节。
Mm-hmm.
今天呢又正逢1212了。
Yeah, Double 12.
那大家今天当然也可以买买买没问题。
Mm-hmm.
但是今天我们要说一说其实生活中人人都关心的两个话题，除了买买买，那就是谈恋爱。
Right.
再加上我们也有一个小小的情景系列剧《美丽和高峰》的爱情故事。Mm-hmm.今天呢我们做这个主题其实也不知道为什么马克老师突然有了这样的 inspiration
Yeah, I heard this topic was popular, so it's like, alright, well, let's continue the story of Mei Li and Gao Feng, right?
行，其实我们是想借美丽和高峰这个爱情故事呢，哎呀，解救单身青年，解救 single dog.
Right.
汪汪汪。为什么呢？因为你看在这样一个日子里怎么说呢？生活中很重要的事情就是 recognizing Mr. Right or Mrs. Right.
Right.
谈恋爱大家都会谈，是不是？但是怎么谈恋爱才比较高效呢？
How do you know, right? What are the ways of knowing?
大家看看学英语还能学到生活中的那么多的东西了哈。今天马克老师要作为一个家庭幸福的 happy married man.
Right. Yeah.
家庭幸福的过来人，为咱们收音机前的啊，咱们网络当中的节目听友当中这些依旧 single 依旧单身着同时在寻找真爱的年轻朋友们贴心的支支招给一些小 tips
Right
在马克老师看来怎么叫做遇见了对的人你如何相信他就是你的 true love or 英文中有个词叫做 soulmate
Right soulmate yeah The idea that the two of you are meant for each other in this world of millions of people, right?
英语中有一句很暖心的话叫做 You two are meant for each other. 这句话是什么意思呢?
So, I mean, there probably are more or less suitable people, but sometimes, you know, two people just kind of click and there's not a clear explanation why. And that a lot of times is the case of soulmates having met each other.
You two are meant 就是意味着 meant for each other.
Right.
就是你们生来好像就是为彼此而存在的。当然了，现在很多人已经不大相信这个所谓的 soulmate.
Right, yes, it's a debatable topic. Yeah.
但是有的人心中仍然还是有这样的信念、啊、仍然还是在一次一次的经历以后呢寻找着自己的真爱、
right.
那个所谓的真命天子天女、
mm-hmm.
那有没有什么方式除了依靠你的心和你的直觉来判断之外呢马克老师说呀在尤其是在不了解的情况下、
mm-hmm.
或者是第一次啊就是 first impression 的时候啊还有一种非常有趣的 biological 生物学的辨别的方式
Right, a lot of things to consider, definitely、yeah.
挺有趣的啊，每次我们的地道美语都有一些信息量了、
mm-hmm.
那今天我们一起来学习了解一下也是生活中的实用技巧了、
mm-hmm.
人生不易真爱难寻遇见不在早晚不要因为不知道而错过了哈。
Right.
好地道美语的079 Recognizing Mr. and Mrs. Right、
mm-hmm.Okay. Jing Jing, what's the latest about your friend Mei Li and that guy she was dating?
Well, they haven't seen much of each other these days. Gao Feng got a job, and it's keeping him pretty busy.
I bet Mei Li expected they'd get right back together once he found work.
He says it's been swamped, things he started.But Mei Li thinks he might be holding it against her, that her parents kept them apart.
It might be both. Anyway, she should give him some time to get adjusted to the new position.
Yeah, some bosses really light a fire under their new employees.
He'll want to prove himself, to be sure. How about Mei Li, then? How's she holding up?
Like I said...She's worried about the distance between her and Gao Feng. She's not sure if Gao Feng is Mr. Right.
If she's really not sure, then he's probably not the one. It's normal to go through a period of doubts now and then.
You think people are sure when they found their soulmate?
Yeah, I think so.
What are some ways to be sure?
Well, the two people don't get tired of each other or run out of things to talk about. Also, they don't feel like they have to put on a show for the other person.
It seems like Gaofeng and Mei Li have passed the test.
Yeah, it sure sounds like it, based on what you told me a few weeks ago.
Do you have any other ways of knowing?
Let me grab some hot chocolate. Then I'll be glad to talk about it when I come back.
好，我们俩今天要学习的第一段就是这样了。接下来逐渐的逐步的学习。
嗯。
故事情景呢是这样的。美丽和高峰呢在一次相亲上遇见了。
Right.
然后之后呢在第二集故事当中啊美丽和高峰的恋情呢受到了美丽父亲的阻挠。
Mm-hmm.
因为高峰正好是美丽父亲手下的员工同时被解雇了。
Right.
好两个人现在被家长勒令暂时不能见面。
嗯、mm-hmm.。
马克说晶晶啊你的朋友美丽和他那个约会对象最近怎么了呢
晶晶 ,what's the latest?About your friend, Mei Li, and that guy she was dating.
好,我们问最近怎么样了?英文中来为大家介绍一个说法。
What's the latest?
What's the latest、mm-hmm. about something?
Right.
Or what's the latest about somebody?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Latest, L-E-T-E-S-T.
Right.
就是最近的,最新的消息。
Yeah, what's the latest news? What's the latest update? We can just say, what's the latest?
你固然可以说 the latest news,、
mm-hmm.
the latest updates,、
right.
但是你完全可以更简洁地说 what's the latest about somebody.、
Mm-hmm.
好这里就是 about your friend Mei Li and that guy she was dating.、
Mm-hmm.
Dating 就是约会、
right.
见面、
right.
啊、谈恋爱的对象处对象 dating. 晶晶说这两天他们很少见面。
Well, they haven't seen much of each other these days.
没想到一个很少见面英文中的句子还挺长的、
mm-hmm.
并不是说 they didn't see each other、
right. yeah.
不是怎么说的是 haven't seen 要用完成时、
mm-hmm.
因为 he 从过去到现在都没有做、
right.
haven't seen much of each other、
right.
见太多彼此、
right.
最后放上一个时间状语 these days、
right. yeah, you could say well these days they haven't seen much of each other but it's easier well they haven't seen much of each otherThese days.
对了，哎呦，你说我最近啊，没怎么见到马克。
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I haven't seen much of you these days.、Yeah.
I haven't seen much of you these days.、
Mm-hmm.
我最近可没怎么见到你啊。
Right, right.
同样的句子套上去就能用了。高峰啊，刚找了份新工作，挺忙的。
高峰 got a job, and it's keeping him pretty busy.
口语一定要简洁，不用说高峰 found a job,、
right.
多余了。高峰Got a job.
Got a job.、Yes.
已经有了，有工作了。
Yeah.
同时呢 it's keeping him pretty busy.
Right.
Keep somebody busy. 让某人非常忙碌。
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
什么事情手里有好多好多事儿忙不过来的。
Right, yeah.
Keep somebody busy.
Right.、
啊、这些都是常用表达大家笔记本记下来了。
Mm-hmm.
Mark says,、我敢说呀美丽肯定以为她一找到工作她俩就能和好。
I bet.Mei Li expected they'd get right back together once he found work.
再听一遍。
I bet Mei Li expected they'd get right back together once he found work.
好，大家同学们要是觉得听力有难度，就赶紧登录到我们的这个在线直播间啊，朋友圈里发了链接了，进来看看我们同步的值日生同学同步的文本。啊，能方便很多。
Okay.
I bet, 我打赌。
对。
Expect, 期待。
Mm-hmm.
我打赌美丽期待着。
对。
They'd get right back together.、
Mm-hmm.
Get right back, 就是。
Reunite immediately.
Right, 是马上迅速的。
Mm-hmm.
Get back together, 就是重新复合。
对。
重新在一起。
Mm-hmm.
后面加上 once, 一旦 he found work.
Right, as soon as he found work. Once he found work.
As soon as, 等于 once.、
Mm-hmm.
Mei Li expect they'd get right back together once he found work
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
or found a job.
Yes, exactly.
好，这是美丽的期待。可是高峰说呢，他的新工作一上来就忙得不可开交。
Mm. He says he's been swamped since he got started.
一个特别酷的小词、
mm-hmm.
形容一个人的状态 have been or has been swamped.
Swamped.
拼写。
S-W-A-M-P-E-D, swamped.
就是被什么东西给堆满了。
Yeah, be swamped, have been swamped, yeah.
他的意思就是
am swamped, yeah.
Am swamped,
yeah.
是我被什么东西的都堆的。
Yeah, I'm totally covered with work. It's like I have so much stuff to do, I can't really move. It's like you're in a swamp.
完全是在一个什么堆里忙得已经不可开交了、
right.
堆着了。所以英语中是有很多意象的形容词。
Swamped.
Be swamped.
Right.
Since he started. 一工作就忙得分不开身、mm-hmm. swamped,
right.
脱不开身不可开交 swamped. 但是美丽觉得哎呀他是不是还在因为他父母把他们分开的事而责怪他呢、
mm. But Mei Li thinks he might be holding it against her that her parents kept them apart.
这里有一个重要的短语 hold it against somebody.
Right. Yeah, hold something against someone. Yeah, we usually say hold it against someone.、Yeah.
Hold something, hold 就是拿住、
right.
拿住有一些东西 against 在对抗某人、right. 那是什么意思呢
Well, if someone did something wrong, you could say, oh, no problem, that's fine, don't worry about it. Or you could hold it against them. And that's when you keep telling them, like, you were late for work this morning and that's why I'm giving you a hard time or you owe me money, don't forget to pay me back. So you hold it against someone.
其实人的情感都是相似的。别人把你得罪了，你心怀不满，你心怀怨恨、
mm.
是不是把这个东西 hold 在心里啊
Right, keep it in your heart.
所以说
use it as a kind of deal maker with them.、Yeah.
Or weapon.
Right, yeah.
Hold it, 把怨气啊、
right.
放在心中，然后 against 来对抗某人。
Right.
其实也就是说积怨在心的意思。
Yeah.
Hold it against somebody.
Right.Yeah.
所以这里呢美丽就觉得 He must be hold it against her、
mm-hmm.
很简单的用法谁 hold it against 谁、
right.
就是谁在生谁的气、
mm-hmm.
谁在对谁不满、
mm-hmm.
啊、很简单的表达 That 什么呢什么原因呢
Her parents kept them apart
她的父母啊非要把他们分开
对
Kept them apart、
mm, 对
Kept somebody apart 让某人分开、
mm.
马克说哎，可能啊有俩原因啊，可能俩原因都有。
It might be both.
Both, 两者都有。
Yeah.
It might be both, 比较客气的一种委婉的肯定。
Mm-hmm.
哎，不管怎么样吧。
Anyway.
她呢，就是这女孩呢，也应该给这些男生一些时间来适应新的职位。
She should give him some time to get adjusted to the new position.
Give somebody some time to do something.
Right.
给某人一些时间来 get adjusted to something.、
Mm-hmm.
这又是一个短语。Be adjusted to 一般是一种新事物。
Yeah.
指适应新事物。
Yeah.
Be adjusted to the
new position.
New position.
Right.
新的职位。
Right.
我们来看这个 adjust.A-D-J-U-S-T-E-D.
Right, get adjusted, be adjusted, yeah.
一般是一个 new environment.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
是不是?
Yeah, that's his new job, the responsibilities he has, the new company, the workplace culture, everything. We need some time to get adjusted.、
哎 yeah. 一切的新事物啊,比如说你搬进这个新房,
mm-hmm.
新房子。
Right.
啊找了一个新工作。
Yeah, I need to get adjusted to my new house. I need to get adjusted to my new job.
哎办了新的办公室。
对。
都会需要 get adjusted to someplace.
Right.
好。所以说美丽就觉得可能还要给他一点时间。
嗯。
好今天就说是啊有些老板啊对新员工施加特别大的压力。
嗯。Yeah, some bosses really light a fire under their new employees.
好我们来学一个新短语、mm-hmm. 点火。在某人的身下面点火 light a fire under somebody.
Right, yeah, that means put some pressure on someone, give them a threat, like, hey, you know, I just hired 5 people, and at the end of this year, 2 of you are going to keep your job.
呵。
Yeah, something like that, light a fire under someone.
其实也很好理解了，在某人身下点火、
mm-hmm.
让某人什么焦躁坐立不安呢其实就是 put pressure on an employee to、
right.
do their job perfectly.
Yes, exactly.
对员工施加压力以敦促他工作能够更好的完成、
mm-hmm.
以后你想想啊，焦头烂额的事儿啊，外国人说叫身下点把火
Yeah, light a fire under someone. It could、
under.
Be like, yeah, two bosses are talking. It's like, yeah, one of my employees is really lazy. What can I do? You'd better light a fire under him. Yeah.
好马克说哟他肯定也想在新公司证明自己的能力对不对、
mm-hmm. Yeah, he'll want to prove himself there.、
哦、证明自己就是 prove oneself.、
Mm-hmm.
He will want to. 他一定想要证明自己。
Right.
对不对作为一个男孩
yeah,
一个男生
prove himself
to be sure、
yeah.
就是 for sure、
yeah.
一定的他想先干出点业绩诶那美丽呢她状态还好吗
How about 美丽 then? How's she holding up?
好这里又来了一个词、
mm.
她最近怎么样啊、
yeah.
她状态如何呀刚开始我们学了 What's the latest about someone?
Right,
right. Here we've learnedHow's someone holding up?
Right. How's someone holding up? That's how are they doing, especially after they got some bad news or after something bad happened, right?
尤其是知道某人
比如说最近有一些不好的消息、
mm-hmm. yeah, yeah,
经历了一些悲惨的境遇
he lost his job, how's he holding up, you know, that kind of thing
比如说他丢了工作
对
啊，跟朋友分手了
yeah.
状态肯定不好嘛所以我们在问别人的时候我们就问这一句说 how's she holding up
Right.
他现在 hold 得怎么样
Right.
他现在状态还行吗
holding
心情还好吗
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
心态还可以吗
对
没有崩吧这个是 how'sSomebody holding up.
Yes.
专用在这种情况下、
mm-hmm.
啊、记得要分场合使用。
Yeah, you can ask a person too, like, how are you holding up? Yeah.
哎，就像我刚才说的、
mm.
他在担心啊，他和高峰之间的隔膜。
Like I said, she's worried about the distance between her and Gao Feng.
好，同学们，这里的隔膜其实英文中很简单、
mm-hmm.
一种 emotional distance.
Right, the distance between two people. Yeah, so sometimes they have a hard time, they're a little cold, all of that we can call distance.
其实这种 distance 不仅是指比如说打个长途电话、
right.
a long distance call.
No, yeah.
距离上的 distance、
yeah.
还可以指情感上的这种远离、
mm-hmm.
距离隔膜
对
膈应 between 谁和谁
Gao Feng, her and Gao Feng.
Distance between 谁和谁就是谁和谁之间的隔膜、
mm-hmm. 对
他不确定高峰是不是他的那一位 Mr. Right.
嗯、mm.She's not sure if Gao Feng is Mr. Right.
好了，今天的关键词来了、mm-hmm. Mr. Right, Mrs. Right.
Right.
啊，什么意思呢？
Yeah, that's the perfect match for a person. So it's like, wow, I found Mrs. Right. That means I found the perfect woman for me, right? Or a woman says, I found Mr. Right. That's the perfect guy.
就是命中注定的那一个，真命天子，真命天女。
Mr. Right, Mrs. Right.
还有什么？嗯，这些词应该怎么说呀？还有些什么样的、
mm-hmm. right, they're soulmates,
同义词啊？
Yeah.
这汉语也比较、
mm-hmm.
说到这儿，汉语比较缺乏什么叫
对先生？
对
先生，
对的人
，Yeah，, yeah.、
对的人，
mm-hmm.
对的人叫Mr. Right or Mrs. Right。
Right，
好，他不确定是不是？马哥说，其实如果他特别纠结的话。
嗯、
他对方很可能就不是那个对的人。
嗯嗯 ，If she's really not sure, then he's probably not the one.
If she's really not sure,、
mm-hmm.
如果是特别不确定的话，那对方可能就不是那个对的人。
嗯、
但是，偶尔经历一段时间的怀疑也是非常正常的。
But it's normal to go through a period of doubts now and then.
超级地道这句话、It's normal to do something、
mm-hmm.
啊、做什么事情是非常正常的、
right.
非常普遍的、毫无奇怪的 Go through a period Go through 是经过、煎熬过一段时间、
right.
Go through 有这个含义 A period of doubts、
mm-hmm.
就是一段怀疑充满深深怀疑的时间
Right
Now and then 就是
Once in a while Yeah.
时不长的、
yeah.
就开始怀疑哎，怎么不对呀、啊、感觉、啊
yeah.
时不长的觉得到底这个人对不对呀、啊
mm-hmm.
这种怀疑是很正常的
对对对
没有人说一开始就觉得好就是你
Perfect、yeah.
Perfect 完美、
yeah.
三天好结婚
yeah. yeah you'll go through a period of doubts、yeah.
所以正常的都是应该有长长的一段怀疑、
mm-hmm.
因为还有共同的经历啊等等共同的什么挫折呀、啊
right, 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 right.
风风雨雨啊等等不是每个人都像 Mark 老师这么幸福
Perfect yeah,
Mark 老师是 Love at first sight
Yeah
同学们一见钟情
Yeah It's nice
很快就结婚了吧
Lucky Well we took a while to get married But yeah We kind of knew we were right from each other
就是 fell in love 很快
yeah, yeah That was quick Yeah
那很有多长时间
2 weeks
Of
Yeah, pretty quick.
快
yeah.
真是快。
Yeah.
两周。
Mm-hmm.
两周就 for sure.
Yeah, pretty sure, yeah. I mean, yeah, I mean, we, in terms of making a commitment and planning together, we didn't start that right away. You know.
那你们什么时候才决定要 get married?
Six months or so, something like that.、
半年时间。
Within 6 months, yeah.
Yeah. 可能我觉得他们可能是在 right time,
Yeah.
Right place.
Yeah.
Meet the right person.
Yeah. Neither one of us was so young that it's like, it doesn't matter. You know, we can whatever, you know, so it's like, yeah, why waste any more time?
所以大家还是要相信真爱，因为生活中的很多人其实他们是很幸福的。
嗯、mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
其实只要自己不那么别扭，不那么拧巴。
right, right, right.
对啊，珍惜生活还是很容易寻找到幸福的。
嗯、mm-hmm.
别那个太挑剔，要求太高，这就另当别论了啊。
Right.
就是说真爱肯定还是有的。
嗯、mm-hmm.
好了，那今天就说。你觉得当一个人遇到自己的真爱时他们会很确定吗、
mm-hmm.
这句话很简单我们请同学们来做做微信挑战
好
好，来第一位是谁呢
答案 Tian'an. No, Tianping. I'm like, looking at the wrong character.
中文进步了。
Okay, there we go.
我们的天平同学他是这么说的。
Do you think when people meet their soulmate, they will be quite certain about it? 这个好，但是那个不用 will be, 因为这个是 conditional. So when something happens, something else happens. So, do you think?When people meet their soulmate, they are quite certain about it, 就可以。
哎，be certain about something, 就是对什么事儿很确定。
嗯，
好，菲菲同学说，Do you think person will be sure when he or she meets her soulmate?
Right, right. You could say he or she, that's fine. 加一个然后那个不用 will be, 可以说 is. Do you think a person is sure when he or she meets his or her soulmate?
哦，他是这么来造句的
哈，应
该是 a person is sure about something.
对，
行，啊，睡莲说，Are they sure when they meet real love?
Yeah, meet real love is kind of weird. So we can say find true love, then love is the thing that they have, right? 然后那个 they 我不确定他们是谁，所以你可以说 people. Are people sure when they find true love?
所以同学们找到真爱啊，不能说 meet real love，
right, right, right.
啊，这很重视了。
Meet their soulmate, meet their life partner, or whatever, or find true love.
因为 meet 后面一般都是接人，
对，
你可以说 meet 他的 soulmate，
right，
或者是 meet life partner.
Yeah, you could say meet their true love. Their true love is sometimes
一定要接人的。你可以说找到真爱 find true love、
right.
就好了。
Yeah.
杨丹说 Do you think when a person meets one's soulmate,、would they be sure about it?
Yeah, so would they be sure about it? 你可以说 they are sure about it. 然后、one's soulmate, 因为 they are sure about it. 你可以说 their soulmate, 他的就可以 they. 一个人还可以说 they. Do you think when a person meets their soulmate,They are sure about it?
Oh, they are sure about
yeah,
it?
Yeah, that's fine.
啊、这段大家做的还挺好哈。
Yeah, pretty good, y'all. 80, 90, 95%.
I can penny past the angel.、Do you think people can be really sure when he meet his soulmate?
Yeah, we can say can be sure here. That's okay, because especially this is earlier in the sentence. Do you think people can be sure when they meet their soulmate? Yeah.
嗯，第一句话大家做的挺好的
yeah,
只是一些小错误因为这句话比较简单
对
我们注意一下啊有些点确信、be sure 确定、
yeah.
然后呢他的真爱 soulmate、
yeah.
我们用这个说法、好来听老师是怎么说这句话的
Do you think people are sure when they found their soulmate?
Do you think or you think people、are sure when they found their soulmate?
Yeah.It's fine.
好，要参加我们微信挑战的同学，要加我的微信号 goingforgold2018。
对，
我们每个月呢要定期开放添加，当然前提是你要关注一下我们的微信公众号“英语 PK 台”，看一下我们的信息了啊。好，加入进来才可以入群进行锻炼。马哥说：“是啊，我觉得是这样啊。”
Yeah, I think so.
我们来问问 ，ask our listeners.
All right, take a survey.
对，我们来做一个测试，同学们来回答一下。You think people are sure when they found their soulmate?、大家发现觉得自己在遇到自己真爱的时候都很确定吗？是不是还是有的人 not so sure?
Yeah, not everyone's always sure. Don't blame yourself if you're not sure.
有时候第一感觉很准，有时候第一感觉不准。
not sure. Yeah.
俗话说呢，路遥知马力，日久见人心。是吧？好，马哥说我觉得是。那晶晶说，那有什么方法可以确定呢
？What are some ways to be sure?
What are some ways to be sure?、这些句子用在生活中特别多。
Yeah, 那可以说 be sure， 不用说 make sure。
What are some ways to be sure？
对对对。
比如说吧，大家听哦，后面的信息好重要。
好，
这两个人不会彼此厌倦。
Well, the two people don't get tired of each other.
Get tired of somebody.、对什么感到厌烦
？Right.
Or get tired of something.
Yeah.
你比如说，我对这个工作感到厌烦了。
I'm tired of this job. Yeah.
I'm tired of this job.
Yeah.
I'm tired of my
boyfriend. I'm tired of my winter wardrobe. I'm tired of my car. Yeah. I'm tired of this old phone.
我对这个手机
对
厌倦了。
随便。
我对我的衣橱已经厌倦了。
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm tired of.Dinner.
Yeah, I'm tired of eating.
Yeah. 我对吃厌倦了。
对对对。
都可以说厌倦。Get tired of something.
Right.
那 two people don't get tired of each other.
Right.
就这两个人在一起啊永远不会厌倦。永远有的玩。
Yeah.
有的说 有得聊。
Yeah.
是吧?
They always have fun. They always feel comfortable. Even if they don't speak and they're not doing anything, they're still okay.
就算是不说话。
对。
就算是啥也不做。
对对对。
也不会觉得很无聊。
是。
啊。说不会彼此厌倦也不会无话可说。
Or run out of things to talk about.
地道表达 run out of something.就是把什么东西耗光了、
yeah.
Run out of things to talk about、
right.
就是话说光了无话可说了、
yeah. What can you say? How about, let's see, Australian football? Do you want to talk about that next?、Yeah.
你想聊一聊澳大利亚足球吗
对对对
完全没有 common interest
Yeah, yeah, too many
就是没话可说也挺尴尬的
对对对
就是比较 embarrassed
Yeah, it is embarrassing、yeah.
所以、哦、要 share common interest、
mm-hmm.
两个人有共同的兴趣爱好非常的重要
对对 对, 对
是不是 Run out of things to talk about、
mm.
啊、没话可说了而且、啊、更重要的是他们不觉得自己必须在对方面前伪装什么、
Also, they don't feel like they have to put on a show for the other person.
They don't feel like. 他们不想、也不觉得、
right.
They have to. 他们必须要 put on a show.、意思就是说是吧
yeah,
Put
show,
on a show.
Show off, pretend to be really confident, pretend to be really good at everything. Yeah, pretend to know everything.
那个 Rihanna 在那首 Take a Bow 那首歌当中、啊、And she sang,When you put on quite a show.
Right. Yeah.
Put on a show, 就是上演什么戏嘛。
对。
Put on quite a show, 就是演戏。
Yeah.
For the other person.
嗯、mm-hmm.
就是两个人不必装来装去的。
Right. They can be themselves. They don't have to put on a show.
就不会很假。
对对对。
都是真诚流露。
嗯、mm-hmm.。
以真面目示人。
Right.
诶这样说的话那美丽和高峰已经通过了这项考试。
It seems like Gao Feng and Mei Li have passed that test.
啊过了这一关了叫 passed the test.
Right.
通过考试了。
对。
生活中什么事情都是考试。
对。
是不是、
yeah.
马克说是啊照你几个星期前告诉我的情况、他们确实通过了。
Yeah, it sure sounds like it, based on what you told me a few weeks ago.
It sure sounds like it.
Right.
Sounds like, 听上去是那个样。
Mm-hmm.
Sure, 肯定的 sounds、
right.
like that.、
Yeah.
听上去就是那样。Based on, 依照于 what you told me, 你告诉我的那些东西 a few weeks ago.
Right.
他们确实通过了。诶还有没有其他的方法确认呢
Do you have any other ways of knowing?
Do you have any other ways of knowing?、Knowing, 知道。
Right.
马克卖关子了马克说我先去买杯热巧克力。
Let me grab some hot chocolate.
等我回来再说。
Then I'll be glad to talk about it when I come back.
买为什么没说 buy 呢马克老师用了一个美国人特别常用的口语
Grab some hot chocolate
我去抓一杯巧克力
对
其实就是买、
yeah.
超实用的同学们请你在国外一定用上这个词
Grab some hot chocolate
Grab a bite to eat
Yeah
G-R-A-B 就是抓一下去抓一把过来
Grab a taxi Grab a plane ticket Anything
等会儿打车
对
Grab a taxi
Yeah
还有呢、
飞机票 Grab a plane ticket
买张飞机票
Yeah
Grab a flight ticket
Yeah Grab a discount online
或者是网上抢个折扣。
对对对。
Grab a discount.
什么都可以。
Online.
Grab. 对、
啊。你看这英语 PK 台的这信息量太大了。
Yeah.
一学这么多。买一赠35。简直是。
好。
等我回来慢慢说。Then I'll be glad to talk about it. 我会很开心聊一聊。When I come back.
Right.
当我回来的时候。
对。
好这是第一段的内容。难度就是这样了哈。详细的文本呢我们会在微信公众号当中今晚推送给大家。来看看第二段情景如何发展。
好。
So, what are your thoughts about how someone can know if they've met their soulmate?
I think it's mostly about how comfortable two people feel with each other. You know, if somebody goes home, if somebody goes home to a happy place, they are glad also to go out and make money.
Right. We talk about that already. What about when people first meet and go on a few dates?
There's a bit of a biological explanation. It has to do with a person's natural smell.
That sounds kind of weird. Are you talking about pheromones?
That word gets thrown around a lot. But I saw a cool experiment that made me believe it.
Did they have people go up and smell each other?
No, but they had 6 women each wear a t-shirt for 2 days, then put each t-shirt in a jar.Then one guy smelled each of the t-shirts and rated them 1 to 6.
Was one of those his soulmate?
Those would be great odds. But he went on a date with each woman, then rated each date 1 to 6.
Let me guess. The best smiling old t-shirt and the best date was the same woman.
Bingo. I think that proves that smell is a factor.
In a world concerned with beauty and money, it's one more thing to consider.
Yep, and it might make a world of difference.
Okay, I'll ask Mei Li if she's taken a whiff of Gao Feng.
Haha, I'm interested to hear what she says about that.
哎，前面第一段呢，就是说你的感觉
，right.
你心里的认为，这相处起来怎么样？第二段就是说呀，如果你们不太了解
，mm-hmm.
怎么能判断这个人是不是你喜欢的呢
？Right.
有方法，生物学上有说法的。
Mm-hmm.
中国人都说了叫同声相应，同气相求。我们来看看是不是这样。
OK.
那你觉得一个人怎样才能知道他是否找到了自己的灵魂伴侣呢
？So, what are your thoughts about how someone can know if they've met their soulmate?
先把问题甩出来。What are your thoughts about something?
Mm-hmm.
您对这个问题怎么看的？
对。
您怎么想的？ What are your thoughts about something?
Right.
然后再接句子。How someone can know?
Mm-hmm.
一个人如何能够知道 if they have met their soulmate?
Right.
好。我认为啊，马克说，最重要的要看两个人在一起是不是感觉舒服。
对。I think it's mostly...about how comfortable two people feel with each other.
最重要的、mm-hmm. 最重要的就是你们俩气场合不合
Right.
Mostly about how comfortable、
mm-hmm.
two people feel with each other.
Right.
Feel with each other.
Yeah.
就是
how comfortable they feel when they're together or they feel about each other.
他们在一起的时候
对对对
那个感觉是不是舒服
Sure.
有没有很膈应
对对对
有没有很不爽
嗯哼、mm-hmm.
是不是一切都很和谐
对
Two people feel with each other
Right
你知道吧如果一个人回到家里让他感觉到快乐和温暖那他很乐意出去赚钱
嗯哼、mm-hmm.
好这是马克老师的心声哈
对
过来人的经验、
mm-hmm.
我们来看一下第二句微信挑战
对
那第一位是酸奶啊
好 If a person returns home to make him feel happy and warmHe will be happy to go out and make money. 啊，就要用 happy 一次就够了，不用两个地方就 happy。所以一个也肯定要换。然后那个 person returns home to make him feel happy. 啊，不用这么确定他在外边不高兴。所以你可以说 if a person returns to a happy and warm home.在后边然后第二边的这个句子是 He will be glad to go out and make money. Happy 在这儿是换 glad.
哦、那个 be happy to do something.
Right.
就是很开心很乐意做什么事情。
Yeah.
还有回家呢咱们说 return home.、
Mm-hmm.
是吧
Yeah, returns to a happy and warm home. Yeah.
如果你说什么 go home 呢
Yeah, go home is okay, but if you say like go back home or go back, I'm thinking like you're going back to Hefei or going back to Lanzhou or wherever.
That's
a long trip, yeah.
Oh, go home 是回到家里。
Yeah, I'm going to go back home for Christmas.
如果 go back home, 就感觉要回老家了。
老家，对对对对。
啊，注意这个区别。
是。
Maggie says, if someone feels happy and warm when he gets home, he loves to go working for living.
Yeah, 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 almost perfect.
其实很好了。
就这加一个 on, 你猜在哪儿 ?go on working for a living. 所以这个是 continue working for a living.
就是继续工作。
对, 对, 对。
go on working.
Yeah. go out and work for a living, 还可以。go on working for a living, 就可以。
前面很好哦。
对。
someone feels happy and warm when he gets home.
Yeah.
啊回到家 gets home.
Definitely.
很好。粉色高跟鞋。
A person, he is pleased to make money if he could feel...joyful and warm when he get back home. 就是 he gets back home. He feels, joyful. So third person singular. He, 在前边要介绍是谁呀、啊、不认识是谁呀、啊、可以说 a person. A person is pleased to make money if he feels joyful and warm when he gets back home. 你不用说 he could feel, he will feel. 这个是 a person is pleased, a person feels if 什么什么 they do.
在没有具体人称指代的时候呢我们最好不用 he.
对。
我们用 a person.
前边肯定要 a person.
A person.
对。
然后呢
someone, 也可以。
feel joyful. Joyful 可以。
Yeah.
快乐的。
Yeah.
Warm,
he feels joyful. He feels warm. Yeah.
也很好。Gets back home.
Yeah.
回到家。也不错。好，再来看一个哈 ,Kathy。
Okay. If a person feels happiness and warm when back to home,He will be pleased to earn money. 那个后边可以 He will be pleased to earn money, or he is pleased to earn money, 都可以。
Be pleased to do something,
对对对对对
也是乐意做某事。
那个 happiness and warm, 要换一个。If a person feels happy and warm, 好。或者 he feels happiness and warmth, 加一个 th, warmth, warmth。
还是我们上节课说过的平行结构。
对对对对。
如果你要用细表结构 feels happy and warm,、
mm-hmm.
okay?
对。
Or 你要用两个名词的平行
feels
happiness、
yeah.
and warmth.
Warmth, yeah.
注意了哈。
Back to home, 要换 returning home. When returning home.
Back to home 不行啊。
太奇怪。这是那个回家。
回老家了。
那个、对对对对。
好来看马克老师怎么说这句话。
好。If someone goes home to a happy place, they are glad also.To go out and make money.
Oh, yeah. 这个句型好别致啊。
Everybody goes home, right? So they go home and it's a happy place.
Oh, 马克老师说 if someone goes home to a happy place.
Right.
好奇怪的结构。
Yeah.
Go home to a happy place.
Yeah.
回到家回到一个温暖的地方。
Sure, 是是是。
Go home to a happy place.
对。
喜欢的话把这句话记一下好不好、别地儿听不见。
Go home to a happy place.
然后呢 they are glad also, 也非常的开心、
mm-hmm.
to go out 出去 and make money
right
在挣钱、
mm-hmm.
开开心心的挣钱、
yeah.
回来养家是吧
yeah
觉得这个有值得
对
有奔头
yeah
回到家就是一个冰冷的
yeah
说一个冰冷的地方他干嘛呀
cold house yeah it's like geez am I really happy to go out and earn money for this yeah I mean it's、yeah.
对吧我真的要出去辛苦挣钱来为这样的一个
yeah
是吧冰窖吗
对对对 refrigerator
那图什么
对对对
回来就守在一冰箱
对对对
好、这个我们已经讨论过了、
Right, we talked about that already、
We talked about that already、那如果第一次见面或者只约会过几次的情况呢
What about when people first meet and go on a few dates
When people first meet and go on a few dates、就很像 blind dates
yeah, yeah.
相亲
Yeah, blind date, second date, I mean, how can you know?
好马克说啊这呢你想要判断的话就需要一点生物学上的 解释了。
There's a bit of a biological explanation.
Biological,、
mm-hmm.
生物 ,biology, 生物、
right.
生物的 biological explanation、
mm-hmm.
解释了。
Right.
它呀和人的自然气味有关。
It has to do with a person's natural smell.
诶我们学过这个短语。Something has to do with something.
Right.
就是什么与什么有关。
Mm-hmm.
这中学就学过的短语。
对。
It has to do with a person's natural smell.、
Mm-hmm.
就是他的一个自然的气味。
Exactly. The way they smell naturally.
他天然身体里散发出的那个味道、
mm-hmm.
叫做 natural smell.
对对对。
不是 perfume.
Nope.
没有香水添加的情况下、
right.
那个天然的体味、
嗯、
晶晶说听起来有点诡异啊
That sounds kind of weird
有些奇怪、
嗯、
你说的是不是信息素
Are you talking about pheromones?
来介绍一下这个词虽然我们也不是很懂这个词是什么
Pheromones, yeah
费洛蒙
对对对
Pheromones
Pheromones
P-H-E-R-O-M-O-N-E-S
Right, yeah
这个是什么东西啊?
So it's a natural chemical produced by a human or another animal, and it's used in communication within that species. So some animals, like, put out pheromones pretty often, whether it's to find a mate or express danger or anything else.
就是一种外激素。
Right.
外激素,一种信息素。
Mm-hmm.
是一种 substance produced by an animal.
Right.
As a chemical sign.
Yeah.
是动物身上发出的一种生物性的信号。
Mm-hmm.
Often to attract another animal,
right,
or of the same, 通常是为了吸引同类的
right,
那种这种激素的信号，
嗯、mm-hmm. ，
叫 pheromones, 也叫做信息素
right.
但你说的是不是这个呀？
嗯、
马克说，其实这个词经常被滥用的。
That word gets thrown around a lot.
好，我们来听这个表达，特别好。
Mm-hmm.
滥用并不是 used a lot,
right,
而是它被丢的到处都是。Gets thrown around a lot.
Yeah.
到处丢来丢去的这也丢那也丢各种丢。
Right. Yeah. People talk about an issue too much. They keep throwing this one term around.
动不动就把这个词甩出来叫 thrown out.
Right.
所以 some words gets thrown around, 扔的到处都是，就指代这个词被滥用了。
嗯哼，
啊，这个词用了太滥用了。
对，
但是我看过一个很酷的实验，让我相信了它。
But I saw a cool experiment that made me believe it.
I saw a cool experiment,、
mm-hmm.
酷酷的实验、
right.
that made me believe it, 让我相信了它。
对，
这个实验难道让人们凑上前去闻彼此的气味吗？
Did people have to go up and smell each other?
Go up, 上前去。
Right.
Smell each other?
Yeah, like dogs in the park, right?
像小狗一样哈。
Yeah.
小狗是最直接的，上去就闻这个人什么气味。
Right.
这也很直观的就能分辨出来是什么样的人、什么样的气味。Go up and smell each other? 不是的，不是的。他让六名女性，每个人呢、穿一件衬衫。
No, but they had six women each wear a t-shirt for 2 days.
Six women each, 每一个人 wear a t-shirt for 2 days.
Right.
每个人穿一件衬衫、两天。
对。
然后呢把六件衬衫分别放进一个罐子里。
Then put each t-shirt in a jar.
Put each t-shirt, 衬衫呢 in a jar.
Right.
Jar 就是大罐子。
对, 对, 对。
J-A-R.
Yeah.
然后让一名男性分别来嗅闻这六件衬衫。
Then one guy smelled each of the t-shirts.
One guy smelled each of the t-shirts. And 给他打分。
Yeah, rated them 1 to 6.
打分就是 rate something.
Yeah.
R-A-T-E.
Yeah.
Rated them 1 to 6.
Yeah.
打分1到6。就是说什么呢？你最喜欢的
best, second best, third best. Ooh, I don't like that one. Ooh, that one's terrible. Oh my god, get that away from me. Like that kind of a reaction.
天然的味道。
Yeah.
穿了这个衣服以后，肯定留下了自己的味道。
It was a video that I really saw, and the guy had a strong reaction. He was like, "Oh, that's nice," and "Ooh, like really." Yeah.
真的。
Yeah, it was strong. Yeah.
因为这是一个真实的实验啊。视频上显示呢，就是说这个男士的反应很大。
对。
有的他觉得很好，很不错。
Yeah.
有的觉得完全。不喜欢。
对 ,yeah.
啊就像我们有的人可能有时候不喜欢吃某种 vegetable 一样。
Right, exactly.
他受不了那个味道。
Yeah, yeah.
哦好了那其中一名女性是他的那个人吗
?Was one of those his soulmate?
啊 ,was one of those his soulmate?、这个几率倒是有点小。
Those would be great odds.
好来解释一下。Great odds.、
Yeah, so if you place a bet on something and you win, you know, those are great odds.、
Yeah. 那是什么意思啊
Well, there are six women, and the chances of one of those six women being his soulmate out of about 2 billion or more women in the world are unlikely. So we say, wow, those are great odds. Those would be great odds.
Those would be great odds.、
Yeah.
就是那就是
Lucky him, yeah.
那就是太幸运了。
对对对。
那这样的话，字面的意思就是说，那他真是幸运。
Right, he wasn't that lucky.
那是什么样的几率啊？是什么样的 great odds?、
Yeah.
那就是棒呆了。
Right.
其实他的反义词就是说，那几率是太小了。
Right, right, right.
如果像你说的那样，六个当中就有一个合适的话，
yeah.
那这世界
不可能
太完美了，
对对对
简直哈，
对，
太幸运了。但是呢。他被安排和每名女性约了会，并且给每个人打分、同样从一到六。
But he went on a date with each woman.
哎 ，go on a date， 约会嘛，with each woman。
对。
然后呢
？Then rated each date 1 to 6。
哎，然后再给每个人继续的打分，是吧？
对。对
这个时候他就不知道 the smell is from who 了。
Yeah, and I think in the experiment he wasn't allowed to like.You know, go up to her and smell her or something like that. So it was really like they're sitting across the table the whole time.
那他们 sitting across the table,
能
不能够 smell?
No, probably not unless pheromones are at work and there is kind of like, you know, smell being put out by one or two of the women.
就说他可以跟这六名女性约会，但是并不是说上去都去闻别人的什么味道。
Right, 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 right.
那这有点奇怪了哈。
Just a date, dinner and conversation.
好，大家看这结果特有意思。晶晶说我猜啊，衬衫味道最高分和约会对象最高分是同一个女人。
Let me guess. The best smelling old t-shirt and the best date was the same woman.
The best smelling, 味道最好的。
对对对。
Old t-shirt.
对。
那个老 t-shirt。
用完了两天对。
哎用过的那个 t-shirt。味道最好闻的那个 t-shirt 和 best date,、约会的最理想的那个对象呢。
对对对。
was the same woman.
Right.
一定是一个人。马哥说猜对了。
Bingo.
Bingo 的意思就是答对了。
对对对。
完全正确。
Bingo.
丝毫不差。
对。
我认为啊这恰好证明了气味 就是判断真爱的一个因素。
I think it proves that smell is a factor.
I think it proves, 它证明了、smell, 气味就是一个 factor.
Right.
Factor, 因素。
Right.
F-A-C-T-O-R.
A factor.
A factor.、金明说是的，在一个关注美貌和金钱的世界里，这是另外一件值得去考虑的事情。
好，
好，这是第三句微信挑战，主要是考考大家。
很搞分这个。
是啊，大家做的还不错。
对。
关注美貌和金钱怎么说呀？第一位。
It's another thing to consider in a world focusing on beauty and money. 这个可以，这个挺好的。但是 focusing 可以换 focused. The world is focused on beauty and money. 所以 in a world focused on beauty and money.
可以的啊、
oh,
A world focused on something、
right.
一个世界它是关注于什么什么这个是咱们的懒得理你这个嘟嘟哈好是它吧、Tea flower
好 In a world caring、Sorry In a world caring about look and money It is another thing to think about、因为有 about 可以一次用所以那个最后边可以换 keep in mind It's another thing to keep in mind 然后那个 caring about 可以换 concerned aboutBut not even cared about. 但是你 focused on, concerned about, 是要一个 ED 的. In a world concerned about looks and money, it's another thing to keep in mind.
Oh,
对对对
a world concerned about, 用来修饰这个 world.
对对对
什么世界呢关注 looks, 外表、money,
right.
金钱。
对。
王丽。
This is another thing worth of consideration in such a world where people focus on beauty and money. 后边好 where people focus on beauty and money. 然后 such a world 可以换 in a world 就可以不用 such a world. 然后 worth of consideration 可以换 worthy of consideration, worthy of consideration.
值得是 worthy of something.
对对对 yeah, it's another thing worth considering or it's another thing worthy of consideration.
这句话竟然有两个一百分。
对。
我们来参观一下围观一下。
好
Dan Cho。
对对对。In a world of beauty and money, this is another thing to take into consideration.
绝了简直。In a world of beauty and money.
有端有帅可以。
真好然后 take into consideration, 就是值得纳入考量。
对啊。
平凡之路也是一百分。
In a world focused on appearance and money, it is another matter worth considering.
真好。
挺好。
A world focused on, 它关注于 appearance and money.
对。
是吧同时呢 another matter, 就是另外的一个、
yeah.
一件事情 worth considering,、
mm-hmm.
值得去考虑。
Very good, you guys, thank you.、
Yeah. 好真的是做得很好。
Yeah.
做得很好。
嗯。
所以就是说这真的是一个就是pheromones 的事情
yeah,
一种很生理的
It's another thing to consider
对、right. 是种很生理的要素、
right.
马克说是的而且这完全会带来巨大的不同
Yep, and it might make a world of difference、
哎、Make a world of difference、mm-hmm. 就是带来巨大的不同
yeah, totally.
这里就不是指世界了啊、mm-hmm. 就是 make a world of difference
Right, right, right
Like, make a big difference.
I got a new phone and it makes a world of difference. The battery isn't dying on me all the time. Wherever I go, I can use it. You know, wow, that's just amazing.
Have、yeah. a big effect.
Yeah.
完全改变了
Very big effect.
金说好的我去问问美丽看她有没有仔细闻过高峰身上的气味。
Okay, I'll ask Mei Li if she's taken a whiff of Gao Feng.
啊这里有个短语叫闻一闻、mm-hmm. take a whiff.
Yeah.
W-H-I-F-F.
Take a whiff.
Take a whiff.、Yeah. 就是
Yeah, smell it. Yeah, get it. Like, have a taste, take a whiff. Yeah, have a look.Take a whiff.
我们有个朋友看了这个对话以后，之前看了这对话以后，他说：“我马上去闻闻我 husband 的老公身上的味道，是不是我喜欢
it's ？”Never too late. Yeah, take a whiff.
你可以马上去闻一闻。其实你不用闻，已经大概其自己知道了。
对对对。
啊，我倒是很想知道，听听他是怎么说的。
I'm interested to hear what she says about that.
哎，是不是很有趣啊？今天这个对话，
对、
啊，竟然还有种生物学的评判标准。
Yeah.
但你说这人家没见面，可怎么办呢？怎么能知道啊？当然也有，因为我们的整个人的气质。会发散出不同的气味、
right.
也其实弥漫在空气当中的、
mm-hmm.
是不是、
mm-hmm.
所以这是一种既实体又抽象的概念、
right.
还是中国人那句话说的同声相应同气相求不同倒不足以为谋、
mm-hmm.
是吧怎么还得有点相似处才能走到一起、
mm-hmm.
好来看看今天的新单词
好 Hold something against someone、
哎、对某人心怀怨恨或者是不满、
mm-hmm. Light a fire under someone
看在身下点火就是对某员工施压以敦促工作更好完成、
mm-hmm. How's someone holding up
询问某人一般是在 遇到不好的事情的时候情绪如何、
The one.
那个对的人。
对。Natural smell.
天然的体味。
A word gets thrown around a lot.
一个词被用烂了。
对。Make a world of difference.
带来巨大的改变，产生巨大的影响力。
对。
好。今天这个今天这些对话里面信息量真的很大哟。而且很好玩是不是、
yeah.
马克老师最后来给我们朗读一遍。
Okay. Jing Jing, what's the latest about your friend, Mei Li, and that guy she was dating? Well, they haven't seen much of each other these days. Gao Feng got a job, and it's keeping him pretty busy. I bet Mei Li expected they'd get right back together once he found work. He says he's been swamped since he started, but Mei Li thinks he might be holding it against her that her parents kept them apart. It might be both.Anyway, she should give him some time to get adjusted to the new position. Yeah, some bosses really light a fire under their new employees. He'll want to prove himself there, to be sure. How about Mei Li, then? How's she holding up? Like I said, she's worried about the distance between her and Gao Feng. She's not sure if Gao Feng is Mr. Right. If she's really not sure, then he's probably not the one. But it's normal to go through a period of doubts now and then.You think people are sure when they found their soulmate? Yeah, I think so. What are some ways to be sure? Well, the two people don't get tired of each other or run out of things to talk about. Also, they don't feel like they have to put on a show for the other person. It seems like Gao Feng and Mei Li have passed that test. Yeah, it sure sounds like it based on what you told me a few weeks ago. Do you have any other ways of knowing?Let me grab some hot chocolate. Then I'll be glad to talk about it when I come back.
Dialect 2.
So, what are your thoughts about how someone can know if they've met their soulmate? I think it's mostly about how comfortable two people feel with each other. You know, if someone goes home to a happy place, they are glad also to go out and make money. Right. Yeah, we talked about that already. What about when people first meet and go on a few dates?There's a bit of a biological explanation. It has to do with a person's natural smell. That sounds kind of weird. Are you talking about pheromones? That word gets thrown around a lot, but I saw a cool experiment that made me believe it. Did they have people go up and smell each other? No, but they had 6 women each wear a t-shirt for 2 days, then put each t-shirt in a jar.Then one guy smelled each of the t-shirts and rated them 1 to 6. Was one of those his soulmate? Those would be great odds. But he went on a date with each woman and rated each date 1 to 6. Let me guess, the best smelling old t-shirt and the best date was the same woman. Bingo. I think it proves that smell is a factor. In a world concerned with beauty and money, it's one more thing to consider. Yep, and it might make a world of difference. Okay, I'll go ask Mei Li if she's taken a whiff of Gao Feng. Haha, I'm interested to hear what she says about that.
很有趣的对话了，所以大家以后在寻找真爱的时候可以全方位考量一下、关注自己的心和感觉，同时看看那个味道是不是自己喜欢的。
对对对对，
祝天下有情人终成眷属，祝大家过一个愉快的双十二、谢谢大家的收听，下次见。
好。